You have a machlokes. If a kutis is a guy, gaita gerera, you say, like Rashi Shita, or a yid, like Taisus Shita, gerera saying. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the second part of the Rabbi Kiva Eger, said that if somebody is ma'anes a kutis, someone is ma'anes a kutis, why is it that you pay a knas? Like Rashi. According to Rashi, a kutis is what? According to Rashi, a kutis is gerayis, means she's a guy. If she's a guy, kanan pagan boy. So every time someone is ma'anis a kutis, he should be potter from knas. Because of kam leib derab, because he's being vayel a guy, and kanon pagan by. So why does the Mishnah say that that a kutis has a knas? We should say kam leib derab nine. This is Rabbi Kivager's kasha. This part of the Rabbi Kivager is also in the hafla. The hafla also is this kasha, and they both say the same text. They say that a kutis, most kutim are gerei arayis, like Rashi. Most kutim are takagai. But there was some kutim that really meant the gerus. Even though right kutim were gerei arayis and are really gayim, there were a mir of the kutim that were gerei emes. Now we don't know which are which. Today we see all the kutim, we don't know which ones are descendants of the Gerei Arayis and Agayim, and we don't know which ones are descendants of Gerei Emes and Ayin. Therefore, said Rabbi Kiva Eger, if someone goes to be Mizana with a Kutis, even like Rashi, that most of the Kutim are Agayim, we're not allowed to kill him, because maybe the one he's being Mizana with, maybe that one is really a Yid. It's a Safik. And even though Raiv Agayim, by dinei nefashis, ein hochem b'dinei nefashis achar harayv. When you're talking about killing people, you don't go b'sarayv. So therefore, if you see someone being mizana with a kutis, you have no right to kill the person. Because of the possibility that the person he's being mizana with is a yid. So it's Rabbi Kiva Eger, since you're not allowed to kill this person, therefore, there's no kam levi the rabbi b'nei. Because if you can't kill him, so now it comes out there's no punishment of Misa. So there's only a punishment of Mammon. Since it's only a punishment of Mammon, therefore, we don't say, Kam Leib de Rami, nay, there's no Misa. Nemeila, you pay a curse. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's teretz. Now, this teretz of Rabbi Kiva Eger opens up a whole nidain and svara, which is not a double question at all. And let me try to illustrate it with a case that maybe will be, hopefully, will be a little simpler. And with that, we'll get back to the whole Nida Rabbi Kiva. Let's say a man goes, he's Mechal Shabbos, by burning down someone's house. He goes, he burns down someone's house. He does two things. He does Chilul Shabbos, which is a Chiyuv Misa. And he caused the personal loss. The personal loss his whole house. So Pashit, we say, Kam Leib D'Rabbi Minei, that he doesn't have to pay, because he's Chayav Misa for burning down the person's house. So Kam Leib D'Rabbi Minei, and Bezdin, we're not Mechayav him to pay, because he's Chayav Misa. But 1 minute. We know that in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a concept of malacha sheina tzricha lagufa. Malacha sheina tzricha lagufa means that it's only a malacha deraisa if, remember we had this one in Sukkos, malacha sheina tzricha lagufa, a long time ago. We had the sugya of bayil b'tchila b'shabbos. Malacha sheina tzricha lagufa is only if you do a malacha for the same purpose as it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. It's only a malacha deraisa if you do it for the same purpose as it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, the reason they made a fire was for the Esh. The reason they made a fire. Sorry, I mixed up with extinguishing. The reason they made a fire in the Beis Hamikdash was for the purpose of the fire itself, was to cook something. Was to cook with it. If somebody makes a fire to destroy, so that should be a malach shein tzricha legufa. That's not the normal tzricha legufa of making a fire. What's the din of a malach shein tzricha legufa? So machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda says malach shein tzricha legufa is malach d'oraisa. He doesn't hold of this p'tor. And Rabbi Shimon holds malach shein tzricha legufa is p'tor. So here you have a person who burns down someone's house. And it's a machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon, and it's a suffix lahalacha. If that's a malacha shein tzricha legufa, if that's a malacha d'oraisa or not. So, is he chayav misa? Machlaikis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's chayav misa. According to Rav Shimon, he's not. It's, so I said that we pass with Rav Shimon. The Magen Avraham says that it's a suffix. The one who brings this case is the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham holds that's a suffix. Whatever we know, maybe the Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass me this way, but I'm talking now if it's a suffix. Let's assume it's a suffix. So it's a suffix if it's a Malacha D'oraisa or not. Do you say Kamalei with the Ramina in such a case? What would you say? They come to Bezdin. The person says, I want you to pay me for my house. He says, what do you mean? I'm going to pay you. I did malacha d'oraisa. I'm chayav misa.
Similar to saying sukkah, that we don't know, therefore
you're right. It's similar to the kutim, but 1 minute. Forget the kutim for a minute. Just the svara. What I was trying hard was to understand the two tzadim in the shayla. What are the two tzadim here? If the person may be chayav misa, may not be chayav misa. It's a suffix. He did a malacha which might be a daraisa. You all just daraisa, Shimon all just not. And the Paiskin is a machlok, the Rambam Paskins like review that it is a daraisa. And the Beis Yosef Paskins that it's not. It's machlokes. Should we say Kamlei with the Rabbi Minei or not? We come to Bezdin. We say Pei. What does he answer? What? So he'll answer, I claim that I'm chayav misa. Now if we try to kill him, what's he going to say? So you can't kill me because it's a suffix. You can't kill me. Maybe I'm not chayav misa. But if you want me to pay, I'll claim that I'm maisi mechavel varaya. I'll claim maybe I'm chayav misa, and therefore let me off the hook. Should we say maisi mechavel varaya in such a case? Even if he's chayav misa, Bezdin cannot give it to him, and therefore he should have to pay.
Why?
You don't have to get killed. We also say Kamalei Dramin. Chayvei Misa Shagigim. We say, but we learn how to have a hekish. Like a behemo, like a ish, like ish. I don't think we can arrive from something we learn how to have a hekish. But what are the two tzadim here? I just want everybody to hear the question. It's going to come up again. Comes up in Taisus and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph again. It'll be probably next week. Listen to the issue. Someone, you have a case where a person comes to Bezdin, and Bezdin is Mekabel Eidim that he burned down the person's house, and Bezdin says, "We're Mesufik if you chayav misa." So the question is, does he have to pay now? Could he say, "Kamalei d'Ramine"? Maybe I am chayav misa. So Kamalei d'Ramine. Or we say, look, Lamaisa, I'm not giving you Misa, so at least pay.
Can
So maybe in Mayya Asayin is only if what? If he actually gets Misa? Is that true that Amoyi Asin is only if he actually receives Misa? Is that true? The Kamadami is only if he actually got Misa, Bapayel? By where? Right, by a right day. We say if someone's right, if you have to summon to kill him. He breaks Kalim, he's Potter, because people could have killed him, even though no one killed him. So he didn't get Misa. Here, no. I mean, but maybe over there at least someone could have killed him. Over here, no one could kill him. That's how
you know. We would have known the day, but he could have killed him. Suffering on another day. But if we pass like the man never said it's a law, we get someone could have killed him.
So when Misupik, if we would know the din, we're not sure how the din would fall.
Right. If
the possibility that if we would know the din, we would give him Misa. According? Yeah. All right. If he went to Rabbi Yehuda's Bezdin, he would have gotten Misa. Goes to Shimon's Bezdin, he won't get Misa. He has to deal today's Bezdin, where it's a Suffolk. Okay? I probably could construct other Sfeikas. I could tell you other cases of Sfeikas, and we will in this talk about other cases. But the point is, when it's a Suffolk, well, however you construct a case of Suffolk, does a Suffolk chi of Misa pater a person from
Don't we say
that's the issue here. That's the whole issue.
Don't we say that Bezdin has an Hagar, according to the way Rashi explains Kamali, Bezdin has an Hagar, and it's a Suffolk, so when I say they're not killing, they're not in a place where we don't kill because of the Suffolk, then we make a Chiyuv Mamon on top of that. You bring back the Chiyuv Mamon,
not you're probably right in the case of Malkus. It will be a Suffolki of Malkus, which you learn out of which pasuk? Kederishasai. It will be a case of Malkus based on Reb Chayestes Reb Chaim. I would agree with you. By Suffolk Malkus, I would say Lamaisa Bezdin is not Mechayev a Malkus, so it's not Shtei Rishayos. I would agree. But Suffolki of Malkus. Since Bezdin is not giving him Malkus, so it's only Rishachas, Bezdin is only giving him Mamon, then Bezdin will be Mechayev. Our whole question is by Misa. The Chiyuve Misa, which is Lo Yi'asai, what does Lo Yi'asai mean? Does it mean that he has to have a Chiyuv Misa, B'payel? If he has a Chiyuv Misa, B'payel, then we pater him for Mamon. But if it's a Suffolk, then we don't pater him for Mamon. Or do we say, no, he could claim, I was Chayim Misa. He could say, maybe I was Chayim Misa. So Mitzim Chaveh Alvaraya. Can't take away Mamon from
you. Chayim Misa or getting killed, basically.
See, it can't be the getting killed, because we know by Raide, or by Kanon Paragambai, that if he's Mizana, or he's Raide for someone, he's Potter, even though no one killed him.
So you don't have to kill him, yeah.
But the point by a right, if it's a mitzvah to kill him, if no one killed him or Maisa, so afterwards he's still part of a mamon. He's running after someone to kill him, even though he's chayav misa b'shas Maisa. So he doesn't actually have to die to be part of a mamon. You hear the question? I hope everybody here hears this. Yeah. It's true today. If somebody would burn down a house, if you hold that company drama, it would be true today too. You don't have to pay or give Misa, you'd be part of it.
If someone's house came down with typhus, he would be able to keep it?
What?
If he would be typhus the money, he would be able to keep it.
Yesterday I told you that by Malkus it's clear Tfisa works. Koit Reb Chaim, it may not work by Misa. That only back there we saw so Rishon Rishon Achas are there. Mm-hmm. But Misa Mamon may be different. Yeah. See, today he could be Chayav Misa, he just can't get Misa. If someone's Chal Shabbos today, he's Chayav Misa just like in time of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore we say Kamlai. We do say Kamlai even nowadays. We say Kamlai to Rabbi. The Magen Avraham actually has this case. The Magen Avraham was Simon Reish Ayin Ches, it's Chatan Aleph. He doesn't talk about burning down a house, he talks about hitting someone, chabura, punch someone in his nose and he bleeds. So he brings that's a malach shein tzricha lekufa, and it's a safichi of Nisa. So he says, the Magen Avraham holds that in such a case we do say Hamleitim Chaver al Haraya, because we do say Kamlei B'Dramine, because he could say Hamleitim al Haraya, I claim I'm Chayav Misam, and he's Pater Mimamin. It's a little funny because afterwards, the Magen Avraham declares when you punch somebody, whether it's your intention to make him bleed, that's called cool, what you want, and it's Rechol Gufa, or it's not Rechol Gufa. He goes into a piece of when you're fighting with somebody, you hit him, whether you want him to bleed, you don't want him to bleed. So that's why I talked to you about a case of burning down a house. Because in the case of punching someone, like in Avram's case, he's besupik afterwards that that's really a Malach HaShem Tzrichol Gufa. Maybe you want the bleeding. But the point is that the Magen Avraham holds that by a suffik chi of misa we do say kam leiv d'ramin. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Hafla in this piece are disagreeing with that, because Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that when you mezana with a kutis who's a suffik, if she's a gaita or a yid, suffik kutis gaita suffik yid, we do not say hamayt mechada haraya. The Mishnah says, "Elo nara sheish lom knas habala kutus." Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's a suffik kanon paygim bay, because a kutis, at least like Rashi, kutis is a guy that just some yid mixed in. Suffik guy, suffik yid. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying it's a suffik chiyav misa, and since it's a suffik chiyav misa, so Rabbi Chanan is medayik from Rabbi Kiva Eger that Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that by a suffik chiyav misa we do not say kam levi d'ramine. We say that you have to pay. So we have here Machlaikis, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Hafla on the one hand, and the Magen Avraham on the other. If by a suffik of Misa, we say, Kam Leibid Rabba Minei, and to know exactly what the Svara is totally in is a little hard, what the Tutsadim are. It's true, one is a Sveka Dina, one is a Safika Mitzias. The question is, why should that difference make a difference?
When the Rabbanan comes and breaks up Misa's bed, Misa's
Krisis,
because
the Krisis
is not a Safi. Misa's Krisis.
Chorus.
It's not a Safi, it's kind of punished one who knows what.
Good.
Therefore, the Safi remains, I mean, it stays there.
Okay, suffix means as bad as the.
If the guy is part of the Misa, you can't. So by suffix means see it's part of it. It's a suffix, it's part of it. Where by suffix in din, so there, now we can't say it's part of it. It's a suffix, you don't know what the din is.
See, what I really was trying to understand was what this machlaikis is telling. It sounds like a very you say it's like a machlaikis. If it's suffik chi of misa, pater some kamlei. It's a little hard for me to see what it's telling exactly, except that we had spoken on Daf Tes about the idea that a suffik is really a vadai. If you're a suffik, if you're allowed to kill somebody, well, lemaisa it's a vadai. Lemaisa is certainly not allowed to kill him. Right? If you're misupik, somebody's going to be zanur akutis. I'm not sure am I allowed to kill him. So lamaisa, is it a suffik or a vadai? It's a suffik to ras luchum. Right?
We don't paskin.
You come to ask me a shayla. You see a guy running to be zanur akutis, you want to know if you can kill him. So I'll tell you, let's see. Most kutim are goyim. Most kutim are goyim. Some of them are yid. Well, we paskin, if you're allowed to kill him, it's a suffik d'oraisa.
You don't pass
out because
you don't know.
But am I misupik if you're allowed to kill him? Or I'm telling you, you're definitely not allowed to kill him.
You're definitely not allowed to kill
him. But it doesn't change whether or not when he did was an Osman. It doesn't change whether or not when he did was an Osman.
Well, if we know Bez and Paskins is not a Chiyah Misa, what's the difference if Bez and Paskins that way because there's a halacha called Safik Dereis L'Chumra, or they pass that way because there's a halacha that if you're Mizana with a Yid, there's no Kanon Pagan by. Either way, Bez is Paskining, the Torah's Vardai, that you're not allowed to kill it. Not only Bezdin, he himself, if he's a lamdin, I mean, he doesn't have to go to Bezdin. He's a lamdin, he knows the halacha. Sees someone running after kutis, so in his mind it should pop up right away. Safi teres l'chum, and now I kill him. It's not what? Oh, he's not a bimizana, that's for sure. He's not allowed to be mizana, but I'm not allowed to kill him. So the gabi, well, we know, is the issue whether he's allowed to be mizana, or the issue is whether he's chayav nisa?
It's also for the mizana, so
no. In this case, there is no din of kanan paigam.
That's
when
everyone else is mahmoud, but his mahmoud,
he's not allowed to be mizana. So here we have a type of nus, which is not chayav nisa. Safik Erva, Safik Gai, is a type of person you're definitely not allowed to be mizana with, who is definitely not allowed to kill him.
Depends on his perspective. From him, he's
doing something
that he's
not
allowed to do, that where he's coming, somebody should kill him.
But this is the Hechatimsa, where he's vadei not allowed to be mizana, and we're vadei not kill him. We spoke then, Reb Shimon's mahalach was that every Safik is a vadei. I think Rabbi Chanan held not that way. Rav Shimon said, if Safik Derech L'Chumra is a Vadai. If you hold it's a Vadai, so then what should be? I'm Vadai, not allowed to kill him. So there should be no Kom Leib Deramine. I know I'm not allowed to kill him. So there's no Asai. For sure there's no Asai, because I know I can't kill him. But that should be true whether it's a Safik Metzias or Safik Indir. I don't see why that should make a difference in Safik Indir or Safik Metzias. L'maisa, I'm Vadai, not allowed to kill him. Safi Metzias, that's for sure, it's a Vadai. I'm certainly not allowed to kill someone who isn't down to them.
It's
not a Vadai Psak that I can't kill him?
It's a Vadai Psak.
No, because if we would be able to come out with the Psak Halacha, we would find out what the din is.
You can't find out. Rabbi Yehuda Shimon argued 1,000 years ago.
I understand. I'm saying, but the way you approach the two sfeikas, the sfeika mitzvahs, we go. Bezdin comes in, but it didn't. But if it's sfeika d'dina, Bezdin's masakah and stuff. We don't say anything. We leave it as it is.
We walk away. No, the Torah told us how to behave by sfeikas. If I have a suffix in din, I open up to Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Yud Dina Safik, and I look up how to behave by sfeikas. And the Chashim Mishpah, I open the Chashim Mishpah. And the Dina Nefashim, I open up the Dina Nefashim. I look what to do by Sfeikas, and I do what it says in Shulchan Aruch by Sfeikas. But Bez is saying it's a Sfeik.
We don't know what the Din is. Bez is going to talk about. We don't know what the Din is.
Your approach, Rabbi Chanan has your approach to Sfeikas. He says Sfeikas means we don't know what to do. Rabbi Shimon's approach to Sfeikas was always that we do know what to do. Sfeikas is a material.
Only Sfeikas.
Why should that only? Why should it be any different?
Sfeikas and Sfeikas, we have a difference. It's not that bad to think, well, I can either look at it like this way, the thing would be like this. Or maybe you know the thing's like this. They know what they do.
I don't see a story to be Michalik and Sfeik Dina Sfeik Metzias. Argue about it. I don't see. The way I understand Rav Shimon's Mahalach and Sfeik is Rav Shimon's argument there always is that the Torah knows people are Masopic and has rules for people who are Masopic. And those rules are Vade rules.
The Apostolic is a Vada. It's kind of a Vada in the person he's doing it. The Vada in the person he's doing it.
That's true. And therefore.
If he's the Nisa. If he's Chayav Nisa, he's going to be the Nisa. And be fought the moment.
So I'm not allowed to kill him. But he may be. It's a funny thing. He may be Chayav Nisa, but no one in the world is allowed to kill him. A funny kind of Chayav Nisa. It might be that he's really Chayav Nisa.
Yeah, the Nisa should take away the moment.
A misupik if there's a din. So maybe that's the machlaikis here. There's a din chi of misa on the person. But there's no one in the world that could give him the misa. He's going to mizan or the kutis. So it's a theoretical chi of misa. He may be chai of misa. But papayal, there's no one in the world that could give him misa. Everyone is asked by the did of Safed Raisa from giving him misa. So that's where Rabbi Kivag and Magen Avraham argue, we say Kamalei D'Rabminei. Where there is. Nobody but Payal could give him Misa, but a Din Misa there may be on him. Follow what I'm saying?
There's
a Din Misa, that's what you're saying. There's a Din Misa without an ability to give Misa. So if there's a Din Misa without an ability to give Misa, do we say Kamlai? The Magen Avraham holds that we do say Kamlai V'Ramineh. Rabbi Kiva holds you don't. That's what sounds like a machlokes.
It's similar to a better passage about Bafas. You said the fear of Tovim doesn't come up, you just keep being chayim.
See, Malkus will be different because there's Tovim Beth. Kedei Rosh Hashanah is Tovim Beth.
Here we have that passage, which said the same, you don't know. So therefore, it shouldn't take away the fear of Malkus.
We're saying we don't know. No, he should be able to say, I'm a Tzimach of Avaraya. You have to prove to me that there's a Chiyah Mani.
You can't be so.
Well, see, so you're a mistake. You really were supposed to give me Misa. Of course, the person's happy you didn't get Misa, but give me Chayim. So this is the suffix that we have, and like I said, we'll come back to it. Yeah, we're going to have to try to make a list, whether on a piece of paper or in our minds, of the cases of Kamlei, the variable cases that we have. Right, we're going to have to try. I mean, this is a nidah, which is clearly a machlaikis. In case the suffix, suffixi of nisa, the patos on that. There's more to talk about in this. I told some people to look at the Reb Shimon on Monday or Tuesday, so people get the Reb Shimon. But there's a lot more to talk about on this nidah. Some of you, I would like to show you Neida Behuda. You have the time to look at a very Geshmaka Nidain that's totally in this. But maybe we'll get to it yet when we discuss it next time. But this Claire, I'd like for you all to remember, this Claire, which is Machlekes, appears to be a Machlekes among Avraham and Kidager, whether by Safik Misa, do we say Kavlei? This is a Machlekes. And what's Negea? Other cases of Safik, Safik Krisis, we'll get to on Daf Lamed Omer Aleph. There's one more Nakuda on this Taisus, and it's the Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon goes on the part of Taisus where Taisus brings in the inyan of Kol Kavua Kemetzam Echzadani. Now, the din of Kol Kavua Kemetzam Echzadani, as you know, we had on in the first parak. What's the classic case of Kol Kavua Kemetzam Echzadani? The case of Kol Kavua is the Teshe Chanuyas. You have 9 butcher stores in town that sell, what's the worst case? 9 are tray for 1 is kosher. 9 are tray for 1 is kosher. So if you find 9 are kosher, 1 is tray, it would be true both ways. But in the worst case, 9 is kosher, 1 is tray. 9 is kosher and 1 are tray. So if you find meat in the street, what's it in? Oh, the parish, Meruba parish, you're allowed to eat it. So if you're in Bnei Brak, where right butcher stores are kosher, I don't know if there's any trade in Bnei Brak. Then Bnei Brak's not a good example. But if you're in a city where right butcher stores are kosher, one is trade, and you find meat in the street, so the halacha is you're allowed to eat it. However, if you went into a butcher store and bought meat, and you walked out, and you're not sure which store you went into, so kol kavua kemechta, even though Raif says you went to a kosher store, but it's gzeres hakasa, we learn out of, I think, Va'arov loy v'kamalov, the Gemara of the Pasik, and we learn out that kol kavua kemechta amechta. What does kavua mean? Kavua means that the suffix started in the place, b'makim kiviyusai, in the place where you, where the shayla is, so then we say kol kavua kemechta amechta dami. And it was on Tesvav and Aleph, and Kol Kavua Kemetzam Echzadani, and it's a suffix, and it's awesome. That's what we said. So Taisus says to Kasha that Taisus is going Dakutim at this point to kill to Magere Evans, which is Taisus Shita, and there are some Avodim Vishvachais that got mixed in with them. So here Taisus is talking that most putim are gerei emes. Ayid, there's a miut of shvachis mixed in. So Taisus said, Taka called the parish Meruba parish. If one of the women came out, she's parish, we assume she's Jewish. But if the man went to the woman to be ma'anisar, so why don't we say, kol kavua kemechta mechtadami? And why does he have to pay knas? It should be a suffix. If he was mezana with a shifcha, or he was mezana with a Jewish woman. So you should be plucked from Kanas. Someone goes to Akutis' house and is Ma'anisar. Well, he goes to her and he's Ma'anisar. Since he went to her, Kol kavua kamechta mechta dami. So if he's mizana with a kutis, why does the Mishnah say he pays kanas? It should be a suffix. It should be potter.
What case you can tell if you go into the store and see the trade or not? But maybe you can't tell.
You're right. And the kasha on Taisis. Okay, why this is called kavua? Why is it called kavua? It's not nicker in its place either. It's a kasha on Taisis. It doesn't stim with the rule of when you say something is kavua. But I'm going to leave that. Taisis holds that that's called kavua anyway. If you go to the house, even though in the house it's not nicker, but we still say kol kavua. Okay, but Taisis answers. That you give a woman a chazaka. Her father was a kuti. The question was, is her mother a shifcha? We give the daughter the chazaka of the mother, and that paskins. By kol kavua kebechtam echtadami, chazaka paskins that she's Jewish. That's what Taisa says. We give a chazaka da avisa, we give her the chazaka of her father. Zakti Reb Shimon, this Taisvis is paishit, the prima godim's chakirah. Prima God declared by kol kavua kemechta mechta dami. Do we say by kol kavua kemechta mechta dami? Do we say that a chazaka kapaskin? Do we go basa chazaka or not? So we see from this tesis that you do go basa chazaka, even though kol kavua kemechta mechta zeres hakasov that it's a suffix. You go basa raiv? No, by kol kavua you don't go basa raiv. But Taisus holds after Pikein, we do go baser chazak. So this is Peshit, the Chakira Habez. This is the Prima Gadim, the second Chakira, the Dina Makuka Mechta Mechta. But he has a Chakira of Kol Kavua if you go baser chazaka. Our Taisus says you do go baser chazaka. That's the rule of that comes out from our Taisus. Once the Shaila Talian, if Kol Kavua you should go baser chazaka or not. So it got late again today. But I hope you'll all figure out Pashit what it's telling you. Those of you Daf Tezvav can still trace back two ways of learning this Shaila. I believe, I'm pretty sure we spoke at the Prima Gadim Shaila. I'm sure we didn't bring Taisus, but the Prima Gadim Shaila. And that is what this should be telling you. And we'll touch on it again. It's Hashem on Sunday, but Sunday we're going to begin the Gemara of Lineder. We'll learn down to the bottom.